This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for October 13, 2022. The name of the patient is Arlene Batten. First name, A-R-L-E-N-E. The last name is B-A-T-T-E-N. This is the clinical case of an 80-year-old white female that had a vasovagal syncope after cough. The patient was evaluated with a CT angio of the carotids and the circulation in the brain. She had an MRI of the brain, CT scan of the brain, and all the tests came back negative. The patient was evaluated by the neurologist, and he feels that the syncopal episode is more associated to the persistent cough that might be related to the administration of Victoza. Period. The patient was suggested to stop the Victoza, and she noticed that there is improvement of the condition. We are going to prescribe different medication for the diabetes mellitus. We're going to monitor the blood sugar, and we are going to stop the use of the Zyrtec and recommend the use of Claritin on a daily basis. Number two, the patient has esophageal reflux disease. She has been taking an omeprazole. This medication at this point is with a lot of side effects. The patient has been asymptomatic, has changed the diet, and for that reason we are going to switch her to famotidine 20 milligrams PO 2 times a day. Period. The patient takes Celebrex on a daily basis. We are going to ask her to use it on every other basis, and if she is able to use it just on PRN basis, will be even better. In that regard, we are going to decrease the morbidity associated to the administration of these medications in the gastric mucosa. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus. The Victoza is going to be stopped. She doesn't tolerate the metformin. For the time being, we are going to prescribe glimepiride 2 milligrams every 12 hours if the blood sugar is above 150 only. Following number has essential hypertension under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency, upon supplementation. Following number, hyperlipidemia on statins. Following number, CKD2 stable. Reevaluation in a month. Period. I have to point out that the patient had an EEG that was negative. I invested 15 minutes looking at the imaging lab and evaluation of the patient. Period. In the face-to-face, we spend 15 minutes, and in the documentation, 7 minutes.